Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. Leading figures in the campaign for and against Britain's membership of the European Union have clashed in the biggest live television debate on the issue ahead of Thursday's referendum. They were answering questions from a 6,000-strong audience. Our correspondent Chris Mason was there.
Once again, the economy and immigration dominated. The London Mayor, Sadiq Khan, representing the Remain campaign, accused his opponents of peddling Project Hate over immigration. Giesler Stewart for the Leave campaign refused to set an immigration target if there is a vote for Brexit. But Boris Johnson, a fellow out campaigner, received one of the largest cheers for suggesting the In campaign was responsible for Project Fear with its claims about damage to the economy.
The South Korean military says the North has attempted to launch a missile from its east coast. It says the test firing appears to have failed. The missile involved was designed with a range of 3,000 kilometres, enough to hit South Korea, Japan and the American base of Guam. From Seoul, here's Steve Evans.
This would be North Korea's fifth failed attempt to launch the missile. North Korea's opponents had watched with trepidation as a truck with the missile was moved into a launching position. Japan said it would shoot it down if its trajectory was over the country. The failure illustrates the technological difficulties North Korea faces as it develops a nuclear arsenal and the means to attack distant targets. Repeated testing also illustrates a determination to succeed.
A big explosion in a town close to the Libyan capital Tripoli has killed at least 25 people and wounded many more. The blast took place in Garabouli following clashes between local people and militia fighters. There are conflicting reports about the cause. Jordan has declared a country's border regions with Syria and Iraq to be closed military zones following a deadly suicide bombing on Tuesday that killed six soldiers. Dozens of people have taken part in a candlelit vigil in the capital, Amman. Yolande Nell reports.
Funerals have been taking place for the border guards killed in the suicide attack, which officials have called a cowardly terrorist act. At dawn, a lorry laden with explosives was driven fast towards a military post just outside the Rukban refugee camp. Tens of thousands of Syrians who've been trying to enter Jordan are currently staying in this remote area of the desert. Within hours of the attack, Jordan declared its northern and northeastern borders closed military zones.
A US military commander in Baghdad, Colonel Christopher Garver, has acknowledged that Iraqi forces have only managed to clear Islamic State militants out of a third of the city of Fallujah. The Iraqi government claimed Fallujah had been liberated. BBC News. Human rights groups have welcomed a landmark case at the International Criminal Court in which the former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba was jailed for 18 years. He was found guilty of failing to stop his troops from killing and raping civilians in the Central African Republic. It's the first time the ICC has focused on sexual violence as a weapon of war, and the first time a military commander has been held responsible for the conduct of his subordinates. The International Olympic Committee says competitors from Russia and Kenya must pass extra checks on doping if they want to take part in this year's Rio Games. The Olympic chief, Thomas Bach, said special measures were being brought in to tackle cheating because the two countries had such unsatisfactory records. Richard Conway reports.
The IOC supports last week's decision by the world governing body of athletics, the IAAF, to maintain its suspension of Russian track and field competitors. That followed allegations of state-sponsored doping cover-ups and a failure to rectify drug testing procedures. But with the World Anti-Doping Agency declaring the drug testing authorities of Russia and Kenya in breach of their code, competitors from those countries across all Olympic sports must now be individually evaluated if they are to compete in Brazil this summer.
The Brazilian army has said it was forced to shoot dead a jaguar moments after the animal was used as part of an Olympic torch ceremony. An army spokesman said the jaguar escaped its handlers and attacked a soldier. Four tranquilizer darts failed to stop it. The organizing committee of the Rio Games said it had made a mistake in allowing the Olympic torch to be exhibited alongside a chained wild animal. At the Euro 2016 football tournament in France, the defending champions Spain have lost their final group match. They were beaten 2-1 by Croatia. Both sides are qualified for the last 16, where Spain will play Italy. Turkey ended up in third place. BBC News.